Well, the Senate passed the big, beautiful bill yesterday. It kicks back to the House for consideration. And now Mike Johnson and Republicans get to work. Somebody who is involved in that process is Representative Tim Walberg. Congressman, good to have you this morning.
Good to be with you.
Where are you at on this bill? Where do you think Republicans are after the Senate passage?
Well, I think we have a disappointment in certain things. You know, my education bill that I put out with the One Big Beautiful Bill from the House, I think was better. I think offered more opportunity to see reduction in school costs, college and university costs, more opportunity, more competitiveness. But the main part of my bill is still in there that saves about $225 billion from the student loan bailout program that that Biden put in. So for the most part, I can still say it's a worthy bill. When I look at other issues in the bill and see that if we don't pass this, my constituents in the 5th District would see a 27% tax increase at the beginning of next year. This bill goes a long way in preventing that from taking place. It gives tax cuts to people who exist on tips and need the tips from the tip credit. So we deal with things like that. Overtime pay is not taxed. Tax on auto loans. Interest isn't taxed. Then we see a lot of other good provisions that are in place. It's not a perfect bill. Never will be. When the House and Senate have to concur on something, there's always changes. But what I see so far says that we are much better off by passing this bill than not passing it, realizing that nothing ever ends, and we have an opportunity to go back again in the future, and hopefully this coming fall with another reconciliation bill to take care of some of the other things we want to. So I'll be voting for it, and as the chairman of a committee, encouraging my committee to do the same thing, as well as other members of Congress.
Our conversation with Congressman Tim Walberg, part of our Capitol Report this morning here on WJR. The Capitol Report brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Congressman, you know, you have opponents who argue that parts of the package could have big impacts on health care and Medicaid and other safety net programs. How do you respond to those concerns?
Well, I'll say it's been a lie all the way through the process. We're not cutting the benefits of people who are on Medicaid or Medicare or SNAP assistance, food program assistance. We're just saying that unlike what the Democrats want to do, I guess, is allow people who are cheating the system, who are not beneficiaries of the system legally, who are unwilling to work even though they're able-bodied, who are illegal immigrants into this country to continue receiving Medicaid, Medicare social assistance programs. We're saying by taking those people off who rightfully don't deserve to be on, we give more security to those who are on the system and deserve to be on the system because they meet the qualifications. And so when my Democrat colleagues are saying we're going to cut people off and they're going to be dying in the streets, it's just absolutely wrong. And I guess I would have to use that word. It's a lie. Because if you read the bill, anyone who rightly deserves these benefits will receive those benefits. So I guess I'd say to any listener, look at yourself if you're receiving benefits in Medicaid or Medicare and you're able-bodied or you're an illegal immigrant in this country, you don't deserve it. And so to indicate to anyone that you have a right to it, that it's just wrong. So I would tell the listeners who are beneficiaries and who meet all the requirements, who are elderly, who have a disability, who are single parents with dependents at home, you're going to still receive it. So just push back on those words of deceit coming from people who just, I guess, want to keep the system in place that's there and let the taxpayers, especially the middle class, continue to foot the bill.
Well, there was an editorial in the Wall Street Journal that talked about people who are playing video games and they're on Medicaid. And sure, those people should not be on Medicaid. But some people might get wrapped up in the reporting every 6 months who can't quite get the reporting right, folks who deserve it. What about those folks?
Well, there are means by which we can assist those people to fill out those reports. That's what the government program is supposed to do, to help people, to make sure that they, if they honestly deserve the assistance of a social safety net that is there for those purposes, that they receive it. So to decry the fact that people will fall off the system because they can't report is just wrong again. That's what the social service departments, the various agencies, are tasked with doing, and that's why President Trump, elected by 77 million people who wanted these type of things to take place and to stop the wasting of money, but to do what's necessary for the people that deserve it, that's why he's called people back to work in these departments as opposed to having them away from their workplace and working remotely, but in the end not working. And so that's the change that's going on. And so far we've seen in my office some of the complaints that used to come for the social programs or for VA veterans issues or for the IRS concerns. We're receiving quicker turnaround time now because people have been forced to come back to work, sadly, and do the jobs that taxpayers have paid them to do.
We have just a minute left here, Congressman. I was listening to an interview with Andy Harris yesterday on Fox News, and he seemed to indicate that there were enough members of the Republican caucus in the House that aren't going to be on board with this bill, that there are going to need to be changes. It's going to have to go back to the Senate. Is there a concern that this is not going to be on the president's desk by Friday? Does that even matter at this point?
Well, right. I don't think it matters in the end. What matters is that we get it done. The quicker, the better. The quicker it's done, the sooner people will see the fact that we didn't lie to them. They are going to benefit. The middle class is going to be the biggest beneficiary of it. And so Andy and others will have their day in court, say so to speak, beginning today. And we will discuss what we need to do. But in the end, we have to get it through. Because, like I said, if we don't complete this task on January 1, people across this country will receive a significant tax hike that will benefit nobody and will hurt our country in the end. So we're going to have a good debate, but this president has told the people what he wants to do. 77 million people said this is what we want, and I hope that members of Congress understand that we can want our individual desires, but in the end, it takes both bodies, a majority in both houses, to complete something. And
yeah.
Let's take a win.
Congressman Tim Walberg, thank you for your time as always. Appreciate you. Have a good 4th.
Thank you. You as well.
Take a break. More coming up on JR Morning.